Newman Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
What is going on? Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider back with you once again here as we begin episode 165 of our show. A couple of great interviews for you today. Some big news from our bowling programs and some baseball to get discussing as well. It's been a couple of weeks since you last heard from us, and for good reason, I promise. It was spring break. Gave our coaches and our administrators and our student athletes all a little bit of a break to go relax, reset and everything, enjoy some time off from classes. And now that things are back into the normal swing of things, we're ready to get back into it, get into another great episode where we discuss all things Newman Jets. But again, big news on the bowling side to get to a little bit later on in the show, but just as a teaser, as I'm sure a lot of you have already heard, the Jet Women's Bowling Program, GLVC champions, first time ever. They win the conference championship. They secure the automatic bid to the NCAA championships. They'll be in the regionals, heading down to Arlington, Texas next week, and they'll take on in the first round a familiar foe in the Wichita State Shockers. So big opportunity for Billy Murphy and the Jets women's bowling program. And we'll talk with Coach Murphy as well as a couple of highlights from the women's team as well. We'll visit with Claire Jacobson and Cassidy Miller, kind of previewing the regional and kind of catching up on how things have gone for them in the last week, obviously with the conference championship as well. We'll also talk to a couple of our baseball student athletes today. We'll visit with Anthony Canavino and Thomas Munn. Some interviews from their weekend series this past weekend against Rogers State as the Jets took on the Hillcats, who are a nationally ranked opponent in the MIAA, really tough opponents in RSU. But we caught up with each of those guys before some of our game broadcasts, and you'll get to hear those player feature interviews on our show here today. But let's begin by taking a look at what's coming up in Newman Jets athletics. And this weekend, it's a busy, busy weekend around the area. The men's and women's tennis teams will get things kicked off Friday morning here in Wichita. They'll host the Washburn Ichabods at the Riverside Tennis Center Friday. Softball will be in action. They'll be on the road as they head to Northeastern State for a doubleheader on Friday, and then Rogers State down in Claremore on Saturday for a doubleheader. Baseball will be on the road for three this weekend as well. They'll head up to St. Joseph, Missouri for a three-game set with the Griffins and Missouri Western Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then again on Sunday, men's and women's tennis in action at home. In the afternoon, they will be hosting the Emporia State Hornets in action. Then on Monday, the Jets softball team will be back at home in a doubleheader non-conference play, and they'll host the Tabor College Blue Jays at 2 and 4 p.m. And men's golf back underway as the weather gets to full feeling like spring once again. They'll be at the Silverback Invitational out in Pittsburgh, hosted, of course, by Pittsburgh State. And then on Tuesday of next week, that's March 31st, Jet baseball back at home in a conference midweek matchup. They'll host the Missouri Southern Lions at McCarthy Field at 3 o'clock. So that's a quick look at everything coming in the next week or so here in Jets athletics, but obviously a lot still to come as the calendar flips very soon to the month of April with, again, women's bowling heading to the national championships and to the regional round down in Arlington. And again, plenty of baseball and softball to look forward to. We've got a ton of broadcasts to preview in the coming weeks. And again, men's and women's golf kicking off their spring seasons over the next few weeks. So lots of things to check out, plan for accordingly. And you can always go to newmanjets.com/calendar to check out the full composite schedule of all our Jets athletics. And of course, you can download the Newman Jets app as well. Let's take a first break here on our show. When we come back, we'll take a visit with our Jet baseball players. Again, like we mentioned a moment ago, we'll hear from Thomas Munn and we'll hear from Anthony Canavino. And then we will turn to our bowling interviews. We'll hear from the GLVC Freshman of the Year in Claire Jacobson, and then we'll also be visiting with Senior Cassidy Miller and then the Director of Bowling here at Newman University in Billy Murphy. So stick with us here on the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics, Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita, listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Welcome back to our Ascension Via Christi flight to first pitch today. Jackson Schneider visiting with Newman catcher Thomas Munn as we get set for the Rogers State Series. Thomas, it's been kind of an up and down start to the year for this group, but I know there have been a lot of close calls, some tight losses. As a senior on this group, how do you keep the energy up and make sure this team doesn't, you know, falter in their efforts?
You just got to keep the guys focused on the positives. Even those close losses, we have to remind ourselves of the things we did well and just making sure that we're learning from the things that caused us to fall off. Those close ones, they hurt a lot, but knowing that we're right there, it's just a sign that we're that much closer to a win. So
absolutely. And you've got guys that have really contributed all over the place. I mean, we talk about regular starters, guys that come in for pinch hit at bats to get stuff done. How much confidence do you have in this whole group that whoever's called upon to make a big play is going to get it done?
Yeah, I mean, we got a bunch of guys that are constantly fighting for spots on the field, and everybody's hoping for their opportunity and trying to take advantage. And just seeing the work that guys put in, we know that anybody that goes in, they have the skills to succeed, and everybody's behind everybody. Everybody wants the next guy to do just as good. So just to the combined efforts and combined faith in each other, we know that we can get it done.
Absolutely. And for you as a catcher, you're kind of the quarterback out there, so to speak. So you have a good feel for everybody out on the field, what's going to happen. And, you know, how do you use that to your advantage to help be a leader on the field as well?
Just knowing what gets guys to go, what pushes them, what motivates them to succeed. It just helps to know how to get in their minds when maybe they might commit an error, like feel down about something, like how to get them to get back going and get back in the right space so that when their time comes up again that they can get their new chance and succeed from that.
And especially you have a lot of good relationships with this pitching staff as a catcher. You know, this year the pitching has seemed to me like it's taken some big steps forward at times with some guys that have been around for a while, specifically today, Alex Gillig. He's going to get the start, and he's been this program for a few years now. What do you see in this pitching staff and kind of how they've stepped things up this season?
Yeah, just a lot of fight. They definitely took the challenge of last year. Pitching was a big struggle for us, and they definitely took that challenge on their shoulders head on. They know they their mindset is every game's going to be won or lost by them. So it's just really good going up there when we're on defense, when we're going up to hit that, the pitching staff's going to be doing everything they can to keep us in a game. So we just have to make sure we back them up on the field and at the plate.
All right, and last question I got for you. You know, new coaching staffs are always interesting, especially you had Coach Mouse for quite a while, but seems like everybody's kind of rallied behind Coach Sponge and the direction he's taking this program. What's that transition been like for you to work under a new head coach and a new staff and how you're trying to move this program forward?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a fresh start for everybody, fresh start for me. Just where I was within the program, now I'm in a whole new spot. Like, Coach has new eyes for everybody. Everybody's new. I said it almost felt like transferring without transferring. So you just have to go out there and do the best to your abilities and believe in yourself. And it's nice having a coaching staff that, even though everybody's new to them, they still believe in everybody. So just having that backbone for us has been a lot of help.
Awesome. Thomas, appreciate the time. Good luck today.
Thank you, Jackson.
That's Thomas Mann. We'll take a break and be back right after this.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Hey boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Welcome back to our Ascension Via Christi flight to first pitch today. Jackson Schneider visiting out with Newman outfielder Anthony Canavino. Today you're DHing, so yes, I guess sir. You get a half day off
Yeah.
But tell me a little bit about your mindset and how you're kind of willing to do whatever. I mean, you play in the outfield, you DH, you do whatever's asked. Tell me your mindset and what you do to help this team.
Yeah, you know, it's I see it as I'm just here to help the guys. You know, these guys work hard every day of the week. Even on their off days, they're working hard, getting ready for the week to come. I just see it as my job to be there on game day for the guys that are also in the lineup or not in the lineup. So I think for me personally, it's about showing up for my guys rather than showing up for myself.
Absolutely. And you're one of the holdovers from the previous coaching staff. You've been here at Newman for a little while now. How have you and the returning pieces on this group helped to bring in some of these new faces and come together as a group? Because it feels like your team chemistry is great, but that kind of comes with you guys setting the tone, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, it hasn't been easy. I have the utmost respect for a lot of these guys, especially the returners, and also the new guys coming in being willing to kind of become part of the family here. You know, it's obviously hasn't been going the way we've wanted it to go, but I think, you know, person to person off the field, even in the dugout, the guys have been doing a great job of getting together and becoming closer with each other, building that chemistry. And, you know, even if it's not going well on the field, we do our best to keep together off the field.
Absolutely. And it's a long season, right? In the early stages of the year, the offense was a little slow and the pitching was kind of carrying the weight. Right now, it's the offense doing that for the pitching. How do you guys kind of find that middle ground where the offense is delivering and you get the pitching to help? It's got to be a mindset thing, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we were talking about it yesterday. You know, we're a team. Obviously, we're here to help each other. There's going to be times where the hitters aren't great and the pitchers are, and vice versa. And this is just one of those times. So it's, you know, sticking to our process, sticking to working and, you know, buying into to figuring it out. Honestly, there's no magic bullet, really. I wish there was, but, you know, just right now we're trying things. We're switching things around. We're looking to give ourselves the best shot to figure it out here. So yeah.
Absolutely. And it's kind of in that weird spot where you're figuring everything out. Coaches pushing and pulling different buttons in the lineup, mixing things around, trying to find things that work. But how does that kind of change your approach? Because like today you're DHing, you're not in the outfield, so your job may change from day to day, but how does that maybe change what you do every day?
I personally try to stick to the same thing every single day, whether it's the time I get to bed or what I'm eating in the morning, my behavior or my attitude when I show up to the field, the music on the truck drive over here. It's obviously tough and it doesn't always go to plan, but I think for me personally, showing up every day like you're here to contribute rather than just, you know, hoping, whether you're playing or not, you know, depending or, you know, having that dictate what you do to get ready.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I know a lot of baseball guys are superstitious. Are you a superstitious guy if you're doing the same thing every time, or do you mix it up if things aren't going your way?
I'm a little bit stitious. I wouldn't say superstitious, but, there's things that I like to keep the same. Whether things are going well or not, just personally, for my mind, you know, mental. But if things aren't working, I'm okay with switching things up. You know, I'm not stuck in my ways. I try to be able to adapt as well as I can.
All right, now some lighthearted stuff mm-hmm. here with this group. You know, as you've gotten to know some of these new faces, especially, who's the funniest guy on the team that is new this year?
That's new. We got Jay Witt walking by looking for a shout out here. Man, funniest guy. Man, Bryce is pretty funny. We've got, who else do we have? Oh, Andrew Boland's. It's tough to be sad around that guy. Who else? Oh, Mike Carter, for sure. Mikey. That guy, okay. I'm crying laughing just about every day I practice with that guy.
Awesome. Now, for you, you mentioned the music in the truck's the same on the way over, right? So what do you listen to when you come to the park?
I'm a big country guy, but every now and then I need a little bit of rap to pick me up. So today, the first song, this is going to be a crazy duo here. The first song was Heart of the City by Jay-Z. And then the second song was Samuel Colt by Billy Walker, old country song, okay. Old country song.
I like it. Yeah. Versatility is good. You like that, you know? All right, last thing I got for you. Big game today, trying to get one from a really good team in Rogers State.
Absolutely.
What's the biggest key to a win today for your team?
As a team, I think it's just coming to show up and play. These guys are, they're a well-rounded team. They're not going to roll over and just give it to you. I think it's our job to really stick to a plan and execute it to the best of our ability. Whether it goes the way we want it to or not, that's a different question. But I think if we stick to our plan here and believe in what we do every day, then it'll give us the best shot to win here.
Awesome. Anthony, appreciate the time today.
Sure,
good luck.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you.
That's Anthony Canavino. We'll take a break and be back right after this.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Hi friends, Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mount Hamilton Ford. Are you looking for a car, truck, or SUV?
With over 500 new vehicles, we are sure to have exactly what you want and what you need. Mount Hamilton Ford is sure to have your favorite color at a payment that fits your budget. Not looking for a new vehicle? No problem. Let our sales staff help you find a pre-owned vehicle. Over 90% of our vehicles are certified. That means peace of mind for you.
Shop us online or in person. Mount Hamilton Ford. Experience the difference.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider visiting now with Newman student-athlete women's bowler Cassidy Miller at the selection show party for your team. Won a conference championship, just found out you're going to Dallas for the national tournament. Just take me through kind of your emotions once you saw the team's name called.
Definitely relieved because looking at some of those, we definitely had a fight ahead of us, but this one we're feeling really good about it, and we won against all of those teams there, so we know we can do it. And then even when we make it to the final bowl, we know we can get it done there too.
How much confidence does this last weekend give your team? I mean, to come off your first conference championship, seems like you're playing some of your best, you know, right now. How much confidence does that give you heading into next week?
So much confidence. We all believe that every member of this team, whether they travel or not, can do it. If they're with us, if they're in the lineup, we trust them full-heartedly. Last week just even proved how much we believe in each other and how much we trust each other.
So with that, how much do you feel like this group has improved from the start of the year till now?
Oh, so much. We've improved beyond yard, like, as much as you can imagine we have, whether it's parachuting or just physical game, mental game, like, we've all improved in some way, shape, or form.
Absolutely. And now you're going to be tested again in a big way, but that conference tournament, again, I think gives you a little confidence, shows you can compete with anyone. And you said you've already competed with all the teams that are in your regional, but one in particular, maybe a little bit more familiar than others, they're just down the road, right? Wichita
yep.
State. So how much excitement does that bring you, being a Wichita kid yourself, essentially?
It brings me a lot of excitement. Like, all the girls love them, like you said, right down the road, so we're all really close. We see each other's on the weekends, or well, there it is at the bowling alley, because sometimes they end up practicing at the same one. But we also know time and place for friendship and competition, so we're looking forward to seeing them, but also ready to go against them.
Absolutely. Now you have a few days to kind of prepare and get ready before you travel as well. What is maybe the biggest thing you want to focus on to make sure you're sharp and ready to go?
Definitely rehabbing, just making sure my knee's okay, and like our physical game, and just fine-tuning anything that we need to, and just making sure that we're all mentally prepared and ready for schoolwork also, because obviously that comes first with being a student athlete.
Yeah, absolutely. School's important, right?
Yeah.
Got to take care of that. And Coach was talking about that. You know, you go on your trips and you're on buses and vans and planes and things, and you got to get your laptop out and do homework.
Right.
So how do you feel like that balance of being a student and an athlete has helped round you out as a person, not just as a bowler?
Oh, definitely so much. I definitely learned communication to, like, be like, hey, this is what's coming up. Can I either work out of class, like Zoom in, whatever, especially with now, like, the advancements that we have. It's able to do more remote learning a lot easier than what it used to be. So it's definitely helped me reach out to people that I wouldn't normally reach out to, or have more connections within the classroom with other student athletes.
Awesome. And so your team earned a lot of awards. You know, we're about to talk to the freshman of the year in the conference as well. You're the coach of the year. There's, you know, honorable mentions. I mean, this whole team is racking up awards with this season. How exciting is that for you and this team to know that you're being recognized as kind of one of those up-and-coming programs, and teams are maybe a little scared to see you guys on the lanes?
Yeah, definitely. Like, as a senior of the group, I love seeing them get recognized, even though we are a younger team. They're definitely getting the recognition that they're getting their flowers. So they all deserve it so much, and we're so talented, and we can get it, as you can hear, sing happy birthday.
Whose birthday is it?
Tally Scott's birthday is today.
Oh my
gosh. But so we support each other no matter what it is, and we just love each other so much, and we love giving everyone their flowers.
Absolutely. Well, I feel bad because I didn't let you get to go sing happy birthday, but the last question I have for you is, obviously the goal is to go win a national championship, right? You didn't come this far just to come this far. What is it going to take from this team to go do that?
I think as long as we stay focused on us, what we've been doing all year, the physical connection that we have, and just 100% trust no matter what we are doing, and just staying present within our goal, and we can get it done.
Awesome. Cassidy, thanks so much. Good luck, all right?
Thank you.
That's Cassidy Miller. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics, Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita, listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Welcome back here on the JetCast. Jackson Schneider visiting now with the GLVC Freshman of the Year and the Jets Women's Bowling Team in Claire Jacobson. Claire, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations, first of all. How did that feel just to earn that honor as a freshman?
Yeah, you know, it felt amazing. You know, like, over the last, I mean, since I've been bowling, but especially the last few years, you know, there's been a lot of hard work put in, and it kind of just, like, was, like, the relief, I guess, maybe, is just to say, like, to show that all my, you know, hard work is put off, you know. I had a big knee injury a couple years ago, and, you know, I didn't know if I was ever going to be able to bowl again. And so, like, I mean, Billy Murphy had the confidence in me to come back and, you know, has allowed me to bowl and participate as much as I have been. And, you know, it really just shows that, you know, my hard work has paid off.
Absolutely. And, you know, injuries test a lot, you know, physically, obviously, but mentally challenging as well. And bowling is an extremely mentally challenging sport. Do you feel like the sport prepared you to be able to handle, you know, the rigors of coming back and trusting yourself to, you know, rebound from that injury and bring you to where you are?
Yeah, I definitely think it helped. You know, like, there was a lot of fear that came back from, you know, like, rehabbing from that injury, but, you know, it definitely pushed me a lot more as well. You know, I wanted to get back on the lanes, you know. I mean, I definitely rushed my rehab a little bit just because I wanted to go back and get on the lanes and go throw a ball. And, you know, I think even now, you know, I still have some issues with my knee and whatnot, and especially when the approaches are bad and they're slippery or sticky, you know, definitely causes a little bit of fear. But, you know, I know that I, like, am strong and I'm rehabbed and all of that, so I just trust it, you know. I work hard, and, yeah.
Awesome. Well, we talked to Cassidy, and she is so confident in this team that you have. You all have been so big in supporting each other, whether you're bowling or not. So tell me a little bit about this team and the support that they give you and how you've kind of come together as a group this year.
Yeah, you know, I came in not knowing a single person on this team. And, you know, the day one of practice, you know, we all kind of sat down and we introduced ourselves and talked about where we're from and all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, I very quickly made a bunch of friends on the team. And, you know, they're truly there, you know, no matter what. Like, I mean, Friday, Saturday, I struggled a little bit with bowling-wise, and, you know, they were still there cheering me on. They trusted every shot that I threw, and, you know, I know that when I'm having a hard day with school or just life, you know, life gets in the way sometimes, but they're always there no matter what, and it's the same for them, and it's truly like a family. Like, they're all my sisters, and I truly love them so much. And,
awesome. Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about this last weekend, though, because now that it's behind you, you can kind of look back and reflect, because you bowled against some really good teams. GLVC is no joke, and you come away with the conference championship, the school's first here at Newman. How much did that mean to you, and how much does it show you that you and this team can go compete on a national stage now?
Yeah, I mean, this team just in general this year, we've made history multiple times, you know. Newman history and GLVC history as well. You know, we are the first team to ever win as a guest any sport, you know, win the conference. And it truly just goes to show that, you know, we're a young team, but we have so much ability and success that we have in our wheelhouse. And, you know, we have a bright future ahead, and I'm excited to see, you know, this is my first year here, but I have three more good years, and I know they're going to be full of success, and I'm excited to see where it goes.
Absolutely. And this program has been building and building and over two decades now with Coach Murphy, and he's got a ton of experience, and you've got other assistant coaches that have a wealth of experience as well. How much does that coaching advantage help this team?
Yeah, you know, Billy Murphy is great. You know, he knows so much. He has taught us all so much, and, you know, he's really made all of our games so much better. And, I mean, knowledge-wise, just about the sport, you know, I've learned so much. And I went home and I bowled a couple tournaments, and, you know, I was able to do well at those because Billy has taught me so much. And I think that just goes to show that, you know, he knows so much and he's spreading his knowledge, and, you know, this team is becoming successful because of Billy Murphy. So
awesome. Well, he earns Coach of the Year, and like we said, you're Freshman of the Year, and you had two other teammates earn honorable mention all conference. It's a well-rounded group, but how does this group improve and get ready for next week to make sure you're bowling your best?
Yeah, you know, just physical game, especially like keeping our shoulders and all of that square to the lanes, and it's a lot of confidence. So we'll probably be doing a lot of spare shooting, just working on kind of fine-tuning everything. But, you know, we have the skills to go do great next week, and, you know, we have the skills to go win the national championship as well. So you just really got to build that confidence and trust ourselves.
Awesome. And again, familiar teams in the regional, you've faced all of them, and one of them's just across town in Wichita State. How excited are you for that opportunity to see some of those teams again, and especially again that crosstown rival?
Yeah, you know, I can speak for multiple girls on the team, but, you know, we're really good friends with the Wichita State girls, and, you know, it's nice having someone that you're competing against that you know well. But, you know, time and a place, you know, you gotta know when to put the friendship aside and, you know, just go out in there and compete. You know, whoever
I mean, we're going to be on the winning side of it, but, you know, if the other team does, you know, there's no hard feelings, and, you know, we're going to be best friends again next week still, so.
Awesome. Well, Claire, congratulations again on Freshman of the Year honors, and congrats on the accolades still to come. So excited for you guys.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. That's Claire Jacobson. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Welcome back here on the JetCast. Jackson Schneider visiting now with Director of Bowling Billy Murphy here at Newman. And special day celebrating and in hearing your team's name called in the national tournament and kind of cementing the hard work and the efforts and the conference championship. Just take me through kind of the emotions of a day like this.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's historic. You know, we're one of the few like D2s of this size that have made it to that national championship. So for our girls to make it, it's just special, but it is historic. So it's kind of, you know, it's just kind of cool, quite honestly.
It's a blast. And you have such a young team, too. So to accomplish something like this right now, what does that mean for you and this program and kind of the trajectory of where it's heading?
Yeah, I mean, I would tell you that we're ahead of pace, quite honestly. You know, we have one senior and one junior, and both contribute. But, you know, we play a lot of freshmen and sophomores. And so this experience, you know, no matter how it turns out, is going to be invaluable to the ladies for the future. But, you know, playing so many young people, like, the future is very, very bright here. And we're excited about it.
Absolutely. And double celebrations. Tally's birthday. I keep hearing, you know, chants and clapping and happy birthday. Probably one of the cooler birthday celebrations I've ever seen.
I would think so. I mean, how many people get this many people to show up to their birthday?
Nobody shows up to my birthday party. So that says something. But back on the bowling side, you know, coming off of a conference championship, I'm sure this group and their confidence has got to be at an all-time high because it's no easy route to a conference championship. And there's another team in the GLVC in Maryville that's making a trip to the national tournament as well. So to see that this group has the skill set to compete against teams of that caliber, how much confidence does that give this team?
Yeah, I think they do have a lot of confidence. I mean, I keep telling this story, but like it was the most relaxed team in that moment that we've ever had. And I just think the preparation, the tournament schedule that we bowl, you know, bowling against D1s all the time, like it just put them in a really good space. They weren't afraid of the moment, and most of them never been in that moment before. So, but you know, the two most stressed out people were the head coach and the assistant coach, because in that moment you want them to achieve the goal. And they just did an incredible job, and it will only help them moving forward. Like their confidence is high right now, so that's good.
Absolutely. And going to a regional where you know the opponents fairly well, you've bowled against them before, and one of them is literally right down the street, and I know the team has great relationships with that team as well in Wichita State. So how much excitement does that kind of add to not just heading to a national tournament but being very familiar with your opponents?
Yeah, I think first it's exciting. You're getting the opportunity to bowl one of the best teams in the country. But for us, I don't think we're going to be nervous. You know, there are friendships there, our ladies and their ladies, and they spend time with each other. So, you know, while we're the underdog, you know, and we will be the underdog, I don't think our ladies are going to feel that. They're going to be very comfortable in that situation, and we'll give them a good run.
Absolutely. Now, you know, two decades plus of you building this program to get to this point now and to reach a height like this and a conference championship and all the excitement that comes with it. Kind of looking back, how proud of the growth are you within this program?
Yeah, there is a significant pride of what we have accomplished here. But it's a reflection of the athletes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reflection of the athletes that have come before them that have built the building stones for us to be in this moment. So I am very proud of the group. When I think about it, I get a little emotional. But it is it's just a reflection of the people we've had come through the program and their work ethic and all the things that they do on and off the lanes.
Absolutely. And plenty of accolades to kind of hammer that home as well. Claire, freshman of the year, and you had two honorable mentions, your coach of the year as well. I mean, to see your athletes acknowledged like that in a conference of this caliber, that has to mean a lot as well.
Yeah, it's special. I mean, it's truly a blessing. The whole awards thing, it's great, but it's great in a different way for us. It is the reflection of their hard work, you know, and the hard work, and all athletes work hard, right? But I mean, like when you get those opportunities, it is just a reflection of the amount of work that you put in. So my award is a reflection of the hard work from the athletes. So yeah,
awesome. And you've got a great support staff. You mentioned Justin and his efforts and what he's meant to this program. But tell me a little bit about your assistants and how much they have helped to elevate this program as well.
Yeah, I mean, they've been great. Our assistants are basically volunteers to the university and to our program. The amount of time that they put in, I couldn't do it without them. I know that. And Justin's been great this year working both sides, the men and the women's. But he's a sounding board for me. We talk bowling all the time. We talk technology all the time. And he is someone that's very important to this program.
Awesome. Well, Coach, again, congratulations. Last thing I have for you is just to kind of ask about this regional and how you get this group to build on this momentum heading into next week.
Yeah, I actually think it's a good place for us. You know, Louisiana Tech is very good. We don't know much about the fourth team because we haven't seen them this year. But our ladies are going to be very comfortable because they have bowled those teams in the past, and they've had some good luck against those teams. So I'm excited about it. I think it's the right place for us, and there's an opportunity there to be had.
Awesome. Coach, again, congratulations. Best of luck next week.
Yeah, thanks, Jackson.
That's Billy Murphy. We'll take a break and wrap up the show right after this.
Hi, friends. Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mount Hamilton Ford. Are you looking for a car, truck, or SUV?
With over 500 new vehicles, we are sure to have exactly what you want and what you need. Mount Hamilton Ford is sure to have your favorite color at a payment that fits your budget. Not looking for a new vehicle? No problem. Let our sales staff help you find a pre-owned vehicle. Over 90% of our vehicles are certified. That means peace of mind for you.
Shop us online or in person. Mount Hamilton Ford. Experience the difference.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Final segment here on the JetCast today, here on episode 165 of our show. Big thank you to our baseball interviews in Thomas Munn and Anthony Canavino. And then, of course, our women's bowling interviews. Of course, we visited with the freshman of the year in the GLVC and Claire Jacobson, senior Cassidy Miller, and director of bowling and the coach of the year in the GLVC in Billy Murphy. But as we mentioned a little earlier in the show, Jets celebrated today their selection into the NCAA regionals and found out that they are going to Arlington, Texas to compete in the regionals, and they will be the 3 seed in the regional. They'll take on the 2 seed in a familiar foe from just across town in Wichita State in the opening round, and the Jets will have a chance to take them on
and head into the Final Four. The winner of the regional will obviously punch the ticket to the Final Four. And of course, that is something that the Jets have yet to accomplish since going NCAA in bowling, I believe about 4 years ago. But this year, they clinched their first ever GLVC tournament championship, and they swept their way through the competition. They beat Quincy. They beat 15th-ranked McKendree. They beat Oklahoma Christian. They beat 8th-ranked Maryville University in the championship as well. So very battle-tested Jets team that's played a ton of competition in the NCAA tournament field, and they've had some pretty darn good success against several of those teams that made the field of 19 teams nationally that made it to the regional round. And the Jets again secured that automatic bid to punch their ticket. And man, it was such a cool thing today to be there and to see the support of the university there for the bowling program as they get set to, again, head down to Texas. But I wanted to, again, highlight the accomplishments of this team, because not only did they win the conference championship, but again, they had some major awards with, again, Claire Jacobson earning the Freshman of the Year nod. Cassidy Miller won that same award back in 2023. So funny enough that we should have won Freshman of the Year interview, but Cassidy did it just a few short years ago now that she is a senior on this team. But Claire Jacobson finished tied for third in the conference with an average of 203 and was fourth in with a 202.6 average in Baker play through over 1,000 frames on the season. She recorded a 49.7 strike percentage, an 84.9% fill percentage, just some ridiculous numbers for a freshman to achieve these things and be a key piece to the puzzle for this Jets bowling team. But then you talk about, again, other Jets earning nods. Peyton Crumley, sophomore for the Jets. Ashley Soto, a sophomore for the Jets. They both received all GLVC honorable mention status for the Jets as well. And Ashley Soto, on top of that, earned GLVC James R. Spalding Sportsmanship honoree as well. And then the Jets earned the Sportsmanship Team Award as well. So really cool honors for Coach Murphy and the squad. And again, really awesome celebrating with them this afternoon at the Dugan Library, their selection into the NCAA tournament and finding out their opponent and their destination and the road that lies ahead for their quest to, you know, not just make it to the NCAA regionals, but to go and attempt to win a regional, earn a spot in the Final Four, and try to bring home some hardware for the Jets bowling program. But again, really appreciate their time and all the excitement today to visit with me and to help me out with these interviews and get to know them a little bit better and get to kind of learn about this team and you know, how far they've come just even this year with this young group. It was really fun to visit with them, and I hope you enjoyed those interviews again with Claire Jacobson and Cassidy Miller, and of course, my good friend and a regular guest on this show in Billy Murphy. But that's going to wrap up our show today. Again, episode 165 here on the JetCast, and encourage you as well to go back. If you've missed any episodes in the past, check them out. If you're listening to this, they're available wherever you're listening. The previous episodes of the show are available, whether that's at newmanjets.com/podcasts or on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. Go find those old episodes and catch up on all things Newman Jets. But again, I'm Jackson Schneider signing off here on this episode of the JetCast. We'll see you next week for plenty more here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.